We're continuing the shir in Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilchas Ma'achol Yakum, Halacha Aleph. We're in the middle of an appendix. It's an extension of paragraph Ches. In our Likutei Halachos, it's page 251, the right-hand column, the middle paragraph. I want to apologize that I have some kind of a laryngitis today. My voice isn't normal, so try to do the best that we can. Rav Nosson Zal says, V'alkein, in the previous paragraph, we spoke about when a person sends a food item, which could be, we're afraid that the goy will switch for something else, where there's an isur doiraisa involved. And we said, there you must have the double covering, double seal. Whereas, V'alkein, b'mokoyim she'ein chshash she'achlifu ki'im b'isur d'rabonon. Whereas, if the circumstance was that our concern is that the goy is going to switch the food item that he's carrying with something else, that's only Isur D'Rabbonon, it's not Isur D'Oraisa. Ein Tzorich Rak Choysam Echod. There the halach is that the item has to be wrapped. It does not have to be double wrapped. One wrapping is enough. Ki Isur D'Rabbonon hu bebechinas targum, bechinas hastora achas kanal. Because as we mentioned in the previous year, we said that something that's osur medoiraisa, that corresponded to the level called ra gomur, total bad. Something that medoraisa is permissible, and it's only the rabbonon that declared it off limits, that corresponds to targum, the level called targum, which corresponds to one hastora, not double hastora. Therefore, since it's one level of Hastorah, when we want to protect it, we only have to protect it with one layer of covering. One Choysam. Lihiyois Nishmor mibchinas Hastorah shebetargum. To protect it from the Hastorah element of Targum. Because we said Targum is good and bad. The bad side, the negative of Targum, is corresponds to an yin of Hastora. Shehu bechinas Isur D'Rabbonon. That corresponds to the level of Isur D'Rabbonon, kanal behilches taruvois. As Rav Nosson Zal also discussed earlier in Hilches Taruvois, Halacha Aleph. Now Rav Nosson Zal clarifies again a little bit. Ki shmiras hakedusha, Sheyir bebechinas shleimus l'shoin hakodesh al yedei atargum kanal hu bebechinas choysam betoy choysam. Because if we want to protect the kedusha, and if we want the kedusha to be at its full level, which is one example of that is shleimus l'shoin hakodesh al yedei atargum, where not only do we have l'shoin kodesh, but we've been able to take the Targum, the good of the Targum, and plug it in also to the Lashon Kodesh, to make the Lashon Kodesh complete. As, for example, when we say Shnayim Mikra Vechot Targum on Erev Shabbos, that's an example of where we achieve this level called Shlemus Lashon HaKodesh, where the Lashon Kodesh has been made complete by including the part of Targum that can be included in it. In order to achieve that corresponds to the bebechinas choysam betoy choysam. That corresponds to the concept of a seal within a seal, a double seal. Sheze bechinas shmiras habris shetolui, and the concept of a seal, the term choysam, a seal, is associated with shmiras habris. Shetolui b'shleimus loshna kodeshnal, which is also connected to Shleimus Loshna Kodesh. Rabbeinu Zal, over there in Likutei Moran, shows in the case of Yosef HaTzadik, that by Yosef HaTzadik we find that he's called Tzadik because of his Shmiras HaBris, because he passed the test with Potiphar's wife, and he was outstanding in that area. And we find that when he meets up with his brothers, he shows them the Bris Mila to identify himself as their brother. And he also says, you guys know that it's me, ki pi hamedaber aleichem, because you hear it's my mouth that's talking to you. And the Gemara says, Beloshna Kodesh. He showed them that he speaks Loshna Kodesh, that's how he knew. Rabbeinu Zal makes the connection between both, showing that the Peh, the Loshna Kodesh, and the Bris Kodesh are one and the same. And this is brought in Sifrei Kabbalah, that the purity in Tikkun in Shmiras HaBris regarding women and purity of speech are both referred to as Shmiras HaBris. It is the Bris HaLoshon and the Bris HaMo'er, it's called. The Bris of the tongue, purity of how a person uses his tongue, and the purity of the lower Bris. So Rabbeinu Zal says here, we know, so the concept of Shleimus Loshna Kodesh through Targum corresponds to Choysam Betoy Choysam, which is an Indian of Shmiras HaBris, which is dependent on Shleimus Loshna Kodesh. Shehu Bechinas Choysam, and we know Shmiras HaBris is an Indian of Choysam, Kemoy Shekosuv, as the Pasuk says, V'tze'etzov Chosam B'Ois Bris Kodesh. He sealed his children with the mark of Bris Kodesh, with the Bris Milah. Shehu Bechinas Shtei HaChoysamois. This is the concept of the double seal. Choysam betoy choysam, a seal within a seal. Because we know that the Bris Milah, as the Jewish nation practices it, is two steps. It's not one step. Bechinas Milah upriya. There's the Milah, there's the cutting, the removal of the Orla, the Chituch as it's called. And then there's the Priya, a second procedure, which is the taking a certain membrane and overlaying it in a certain way. Kimilo, and we know that the halach is mol v'lay pora kilu lay mol. If a person only does the first step of removing the arla, and they don't do the priya, it's an invalid bris. Whereas lahavdol by the Arabs and by other nations, other people who do circumcision, they only do the mila. They only do the chituch. They do not do the priya. This again is one of the distinctions between the Jews and lahavdol other nations. So Rav Nosson Zal is pointing out that our Bris Mila is an union of Choysam Betoy Choysam. It's a double seal. The Chituch is a seal of Kedusha, and the Priya is a second seal of Kedusha. Ki Milo Hila Hachnia Hora HaKoyle Legamri. Because the Mila, which is the Chituch, the cutting away of the Orla and getting rid of it, that's to do away with the Ra Gomer, that which represents total evil, the total evil of the 70 nations. Bechinas Mol. We know the root of the word is Mem Lamed, Mol, which is 70, corresponding Bechinas Shivim Umois, corresponding to the 70 nations which represent that Ra HaKoylel, that Ra Gomer. Sheze Bechinas Choysam Echod. That's one seal. When we cut away the orla, we're putting a seal on the child. The choysam sheni, the second seal, hu bechinas hapriya, is the mitzvah of priya. Shehu kedei likroya ulegaloi sahastora achas bebechinas satargum. That's to tear and to reveal. The priya is revealing. After they do the priya, the moel says, nizgaleho atora. The crown was revealed. That's a gilui of a hastora. That's a revealing of something that was covered up, something that was hidden. That's a gilui of the hastora of the bechina of Targum. Kamuva, as is brought in the writings of the Arizal, she'oir ha-priya hu bechinas noiga, that the membrane of the priya corresponds to the klipas noiga, the orla which we cut off and remove and throw away, we get rid of. That represents the three klipois that are called tmeois legamri, total bear. The membrane of the priya, that represents klipas noiga, shezehu bechinas targum, which corresponds to the language of targum. The orla, hu bechinas haklipois hatmeois, whereas the orla that we cut away and get rid of, that corresponds to those klipois which are totally impure. Bechinas ra shel shivim amomim kanal, the evil of the 70 nations. V'alkein, and this is why the Gemara says, mol v'loy pora ki'ilu loy mol. If you only do the chituch of the orla, the mol, and you don't do the priya, it's as if you didn't do a bris mila. Ki ikr yenikosom derech hatargum kanal. Because as we explained earlier, the main source from which the main pipeline through which the Ra Gomor, through which the Sitra Achra is able to draw from the Kedusha is via that Targum, via that Klipas Noiga, via that intermediary that's good and bad. V'zeh shekosuv, and this is what the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Ma yiten lecha u'ma yosef loch loshen ramiya. What's it going to give you? What's it going to benefit you? A tongue that speaks bad things. Pirush Rashi, and Rashi HaKodesh says over there, V'harei at nesuna lefnim mishnei mechitzos. Hey, you tongue! You're behind two walls. You have two barriers, the teeth and the lips. Ki yesh shnei mechitzos l'loshen HaKodesh. Because there are two walls associated with Loshen HaKodesh, Kedei Sheyi and Nishmar, so that it should be protected, Bebchinas Shleimus Loshen HaKodesh, Al Yedei HaTargum. As we spoke earlier, because the real tikkun of Loshen HaKodesh is two steps. It requires speaking Loshen Kodesh and integrating the Targum, which is that Klipas Noiga, and repairing the Targum. Shezeh Bechinas Choysom Betoy Choysom. That's this concept of this double seal. There's the Kiddush of the Loshen HaKodesh, that's phase one. And step two is taking the Targum and being able to select out the good from there and integrate that into the Loshen HaKodesh. V'alkein, and therefore, Gam Kishesholchen Al Yidei Yisrael Mumar V'choshud, even if a person sends food not through a non-Jew, he sends it with a Jew, but a Jew who is Yisrael Mumar, a Jew who clearly goes against the Torah in an obvious way, or Choshud, one who is suspect, Tzorech Gam Kein Shtei HaChoysomoy Sanal. It also requires this double seal. As the Shulchan Aruch says in Yoredeus Semin Kuf Yutes, Ki HaMumar, Hainu HaMuad U'Muchsech Lekach, because a Jew who's in the category of Mumar, which means he's a muad. We have seen him repeatedly going clearly against, knowingly against a mitzvah in the Torah, and he has a chazakah. Ve'ikar hachazakah hu b'sholosh pomim, and usually a chazakah is established when we see a person do something three times. Ki kishoiv ravera sholosh pomim nase mumar lo isadover, because the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch tell us when we see a Jew chas v'shalom, chas v'shalom, committing a sin three times, that's when he's called a mumar regarding that item, a mumar to eat treifos, a mumar to be mechal Shabbos chas v'shalom. Ki hu bechinas hastora b'toy hastora, because that shows that he's in the level of hastora b'toy hastora. Why? Ki ovar v'shono chutroloi hu bechinas hastorachas. Because the Gemara tells us that when a Jew, chas v'shalom, lo yaleinu, does a sin for the first time, he says, ouch. He feels uncomfortable. He feels something's not right. This is when the Jew does the sin the first time. When a Jew repeats it, ovar v'shono, when he repeats the sin, when he does it for the second time, he doesn't say ouch anymore. It doesn't hurt that much. The person starts thinking it's okay. It's mutar. So that's the first time when he did the sin and it was clear to him that it was a sin, that it was something no good. That's not hastara. The second time he does it, there's already a hastara. He doesn't see it as a sin anymore. He doesn't see it as something terrible anymore. Chas v'shalom. When the person goes on to the third time or more, azai hu bechinas hastora betoy hastora. Then the person is going into the category of hastora, but a next level of hastora. Kemuva b'maimor of yoyim habikurim, as Rabbeinu Zal discusses this in chapter 56 in the first half of Likut Imran. V'alkein oz nase mumor Shehu Shovu La'akum. That's why from the third time and on, he has this title, Mumar, where he's considered like a goy, Chas V'Shalom. Ki noifel bebechinas hastora betoy hastora. Because now he's gone into this category called hastora betoy hastora, shehu bechinas ra legamri, which is associated with complete ra, sheze bechinas shivim amomun, which is associated with the 70 nations. V'alkein din hamumar shovel akum. And that's why the law of a mumar is he's treated like a goy, chas v'shalom. Shetzore choysom betoy choysom. Where we require the double seal if we're sending something with him, certain food items.